First Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. After 3 years of ministry, Jesus was crucified for healing people and for what he was teaching. His disciples' fate was not much better. Paul wrote his letters from prison. The church was under attack through the centuries until today, 2016. When we are told that the fundamental beliefs have no place in the global society, the Bible believers have to change. In other words, give up to live on this earth. John the Baptist prophesied that when he stated, speaking of Jesus Christ, who was to show up shortly in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will truly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Notice John the Baptist is talking about Jesus, who has a fan in his hand, and Jesus will gather the wheat first and put it in a safe place that points to the rapture. The chaff are those who reject God's Son and persecute the church. Believers are called wheat, and the lukewarm or rejectors are called chaff. Chaff is the byproduct that is created when wheat is processed for food. Chaff is thus worthless. The stone that the image stumbled on was a rock. The rock is Jesus Christ and his body of believers, which will eventually fill the earth, refers to the millennium, the 1,000 years after Jesus' physical second coming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 through 13. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in